TalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And it's the Wednesday night edition of the show. You can literally bring up, well, any old thing that might happen to be on your mind. And you can always, of course, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming the broadband version, as well as the not-so-broadband version. They're there for free, just like everything else that you find at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you should call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So if you're concerned about the loss of individual liberties in this country, you definitely owe it to yourself to look at the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. So last hour, we were talking about why we had an email from Mario, and he was asking why it is that libertarians don't get votes if our ideas are so great, and they are. They're great. I mean, we're talking about liberty. We're talking about freedom. We're talking about bringing this country back to some of the ideas that it was founded on.
Right.
Well, we've got some emails that are coming in relation to what we were talking about last hour. One from Sean. He says, I just heard you mention that you typically find about 30% of people are actually libertarian.
40.
That's being very generous. At least 30%.
I'd say it's at least 30, but I see
40% are borderline. 40% include the borderline.
Yes, that's true.
So anyway, at least 30% are actually libertarian. Once they are given a quiz that will allow them to see this, because they're not going to learn it from CNN.
That's certainly sure. Not.
Anyway, he says that most don't necessarily know this. I find this extremely interesting. This, again, is Sean emailing the show. FTL@freetalklive.com is the email address. He says, I remember reading something about American history suggesting that during the American Revolution, just about 30% supported the revolution.
I think I said this on yesterday's show.
You did. It was actually earlier this week. 30% were British loyalists, and 30% just plain didn't care.
Yep. That's what we've been taught in school, at least. Could be true.
He says, I think this is still true today. The way I word it is 30% of people like to be ruled. They like to be told what to do. They think government should play a parental role in everyday life. No, 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 Manwich. Not two cups of coffee, just one.
Because two would be bad for
haven't
you.
Haven't you looked at your food pyramid today?
I have looked at my food pyramid. I'm crazy mad about it.
So 30% think the government... 30% think the government is actually subjugated to the people themselves, as written in the Constitution. And then 30% don't care and read magazines about celebrities getting divorced or whatever. I think that's a good way to put today's society.
Pretty fair.
Yeah, I think it might be.
It would. He said it would be interesting if the Cato Institute would perform a study like this, if they haven't already. Sean in Massachusetts.
You know, my mom had a little, while I was growing up, had a little thing on the refrigerator. And my mom's quite a thinker, believe it or not. And the little line was, people naturally yearn to be told what to do, if only to have something to rebel against.
Interesting.
And it kind of relates to his email, and I've thought about that little piece of paper stick on the refrigerator for a long time.
Huh. Kind of
interesting.
Yeah, I like that. So there you go. That's the email from Sean. 1-800-259-9231. One of the issues that libertarians have been focusing on in recent times has to be the new Homeland Security apparatus.
Certainly.
Which has sprung up into action, if you will, after the 9/11 attacks. And action, I'm being very generous with. I'm meaning action in that there's more money changing hands. Because really, Homeland Security doesn't seem to be doing much in the way
Didn't they take on the Rubik's Cube a couple of months ago?
Yeah, that's right. They are really pounding the pavement there and protecting us from
Homeland
terrorist
Security
threats.
Agents go in and slap a subpoena on a, or what, some kind of piece of...
It wasn't a
paperwork.
Subpoena. They went in and threatened a toy store owner.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you're not supposed to be selling this. She was selling the Magic Cube, which was the ripoff of the Rubik's Cube. And
okay.
The Rubik's Cube's patent has expired. It's okay, by law in America, to sell competing Rubik's Cubes.
Sure.
But they claimed that she was violating patent law, and they said, you need to take these off your shelves. And they stood there and watched until she did it.
Wow. That is weird. I mean, what does Homeland Security care about Rubik's Cubes? Terrorists are, breaking the patents on Rubik's Cubes and putting C4 in there instead? What?
And I thought this couldn't, I mean, they could really be wasting their time with this, could they? I thought maybe it was the Rubik's company or Mattel or whoever owns the patent these, or whoever owns the process these days, like sending undercover agents to corporate agents or whatever. But no, actually, they contacted Homeland Security and verified that there were indeed two Homeland Security agents that visited the store owner. So this is the kind of thing that they're up to. And here's another example of how effective our Homeland Security apparatus is here. This one from LewRockwell.com. John M. Peters writes, I was getting ready to board a plane to take me from the dreary snow of late April in Michigan to sunny Florida. I serpentined my way through line for the baggage check-in. At the counter, I began using a touchscreen monitor to process boarding passes for my wife, myself, and my three sons.
I must say, I love the old touchscreen monitor thing, too.
It's so convenient.
Yeah. The airlines have these touchscreen monitors.
I've seen them.
I forgot that you actually have
them. It's very nice. But very easy.
You can pick your seat of the vacant seats and decide
cool.
how far forward or back you want to be. It's great.
Technology is a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway,
just the government stifles it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I entered the information correctly, but the process seemed to simply stall. I chalked it up to a computer snafu and began all over again. Once again, I reached a dead end without explanation. Noticing my plight, the airline agent smiled at me with that smile. You know, the smile that says, here, stupid, let me do that for you. Before the 87 people in line...
People do that to me all the time.
Before the 87 people in line behind you have to have you for lunch. I watched as she entered the exact same information that I had entered twice previously. It did not respond for her, either.
Good.
She walked back behind the counter, where she and another employee examined another computer screen and exchanged words. Approaching me, the agent asked if I had a son named John. I replied affirmatively. She asked for his birth date, which I quickly provided. She asked what city he was born in. Again, I was prompt with my answer. The smile on her face disappeared, as she informed me that my 7-year-old son was on the government's no-fly list.
What?
The terrorist watch list, the one where they've got that error that comes up on the screen and they preventively force you from getting on plane.
How could this be? How is it possible?
One of those government bureaucratic errors, perhaps.
God.
Or as he goes on here, he kind of turns this serious issue into something cute. He says, hey, I know he had a couple of timeouts in kindergarten, but the no-fly list? There I stood in painful recognition of the fact that despite the best efforts of my wife and myself, we had raised a terrorist right under our noses.
Oh.
Rolling her eyes, the perplexed agent confided that she had previously had a 2-year-old to show up on the list. Yes, kids are truly getting worse at much younger ages. Despite his confirmation as a terrorist suspect and a threat to national security, my son was given a boarding pass, a pair of plastic wings, 3 airplane collecting cards, and sent along with us to board the plane.
Nice. That's good. I'm glad they did something to try to make it up to the kid, you know.
Well, not that the kid knew.
I loved those plastic wings. I kept those things for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I loved those things.
They don't give me peanuts anymore, though, because those allergic people.
No, crackers.
Yeah.
But they're good crackers. They're not crackers, but pretzels. They're very good, though.
Hey, what about my safety, not to mention the safety of the nation? How could they force a plane full of unsuspecting adults to fly in the company of a known terrorist? Discreetly, the embarrassed agent advised me to check in with an agent upon my return flight, rather than experiencing the futility of another e-check-in. Somehow, the flight made its uneventful way to Florida with my son aboard. I must admit I was watching him much closer, thanks to the government's tip. In five days of sunshine, shell collecting, and swimming, I somehow managed to be lulled into a false sense of security about my son. At one point he asked me, Daddy, what does no-fly mean? Oh yeah, play innocent with me. On our return, I went to the agent at the counter and explained the situation. He appeared not the least bit interested and sent us on our way through the usual myriad of airport screening and onto our gate. As my son boarded the plane, I felt the urge to blurt out his status as a terrorist to permit others to save themselves. The next thing I knew, the pilots had invited my son into the cockpit for a nickel tour. He looked around with the wonderment of a child. Oh, sure, like you haven't already practiced hours on a simulator. I guess it wasn't in the works that day. Perhaps my son has not been given his secret command to attack. He chewed bubblegum, drew pictures in his journal, and looked endlessly out the window. The perfect operative. Who would even suspect him? More Free Talk Live on the way.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from TheFlowerPlace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, TheFlowerPlace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control toll-free. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And, of course, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of users. Thousands of posts, hundreds of users. We'll get to the thousands of users eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But we have over 14,000 posts now.
Can a message board get too popular, where the messages are just coming in so fast that you can't read them? And,
I suppose it could. I mean, it's already pretty busy at times.
I mean, if MTV had a message board, it would just be blasted. I mean, you wouldn't be able to do anything with it, you know?
I like Ashley Simpson. I don't like Ashley Simpson.
She's a B-word.
Ooh. Well,
in any message board, it's just like anything else of any other group of people. You've got the 80-20 rule in effect.
Mm-hmm.
80% of your users, I mean, we have
over 400 users, but 80% of them are just lurkers.
Mm-hmm.
And then most of them just read. They just
Me
read
too, pretty much.
What yeah. other people. Right.
I'm a lurker.
Right.
So I like to read them. It's amazing what people write. Right now I'm on the BBS currently. I'm reading a post here about a guy that believes in Jesus, but he doesn't believe in Paul. And he's kind of explaining, you know, God's
There's all kinds of topics on there.
Kind of interesting.
But even in this room, even in this case study here, I'm on there all the time.
Yeah.
You're on there from time to time, Manwich.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason, you're on very occasionally. You do read, but you rarely post. And
yeah.
so it's the same way for our user base. So there's a lot of people that are just kind of lurking. They just read. And then of those 20% that post, the 80-20 rule is still in effect.
Right.
20% of the 20% are the real hardcore posters, the
mm-hmm.
ones that are there every single day posting something. And then the rest of them are, you know, the posters with maybe 10 to 20 to 30 posts. And there's one guy with over 1,000 posts.
And then of the hardcore posters, the 80-20 rule applies again because 80 of them, or 20% of them are, you know, very smart and have great posts, 80% mm-hmm. just ignorant.
I don't know about that. I tend to think that a lot of our most of our message board participants are above average intelligence and less ignorance.
Who has the 1,000 plus posts?
Eclectic Buddha has
Eclectic
over
Buddha.
1,000 posts, but it's not really worth mentioning his name. I mean, he's a very big supporter of the show, but he's one of those people that kind of posts one word posts or one line, one sentence post just so he can up his post count.
Right.
So post count doesn't necessarily mean there's a lot of content.
Not
there.
Word count.
But he's a supporter of the show. I mean, I love the guy.
Sure.
He's been taking our flyers. We've got Free Talk Live flyers that you can download from the website
mm-hmm.
and go and take them and leave them at laundromats and stuff like that. And he's been doing that. So, I mean, the guy deserves a pat on the back for that.
A lot of people love Free Talk Live.
They do. Yeah. I mean, we have some dedicated listeners out there. And that's why we have the website the way we have it set up. Free. There's no charge for accessing the bulletin board system or anything that you'll find at freetalklive.com. We are talking about the TSA. Now, the last article that we talked about was kind of funny. It was kind of funny. The couple went on vacation, and their 7-year-old son was stopped by Homeland Security because he was on the terrorist no-fly list.
No, that's not funny.
No, that wasn't funny, but he kind of spun it in
sure
a funny
wouldn't be
way.
Funny if you were an adult on the fly list, because imagine how much more trouble you'd have getting off.
Like,
yeah.
Harry Brown was... His name came up as a suspected terrorist when he tried to fly.
No, it didn't come up as a suspected terrorist. It came up as just a search, I think.
Mm.
They just wanted to search him.
Okay.
Because they do random searches. If you are just the 1 in 100 that they randomly search, they mark they mark a big S or something on your ticket, and then they search you in thoroughly.
Okay.
Right. But, yeah, that would be really interesting if Harry Brown was a marked terrorist. So now here's another little story about our wonderfully secure airports. USA Today reporting, U.S. asked for more data on travelers. The federal government plans to begin collecting the full names and birth dates of air travelers this summer in its latest effort to screen passengers for possible links to terrorism. In a few weeks, the transportation security bureaucrats will notify airlines, travel agents, and online reservation systems that they will be required to ask travelers for their legal names and birth dates when booking domestic flights. Does your driver's license in some cases not reflect your legal name?
I don't know. I would think that it did. I mean, mine does.
Everyone that I've seen appears to be the person's legal name.
It has my middle name, which I never use for anything.
I mean, they've been asking.
I don't like it.
They've been asking for...
Say
no.
Manwich?
They've been asking for driver's licenses for years at airports. So why is it? I'm not sure. I guess why they have to ask for the name? Why not just get it off their driver's license? Anyway, so passengers who don't comply with the request, travelers will be encouraged, you see, but not required to give the personal information. Under the current system, only a last name and first initial are needed to reserve a flight. Okay, for reservations. I got it. Passengers who don't comply with a request will dramatically increase their chances of being stopped at airports for questioning or pat-downs, Transportation Security Bureaucrat, Assist Administrator Bureaucrat so-and-so said. That's because their partial names are more likely to register a hit on the terrorist watch lists. More detailed personal information will enable security officials to distinguish innocent passengers from those who might be terrorism suspects. Does that seem like an improvement to you guys or not? I'm kind of thinking it might actually be... I mean, as far as the system goes,
yeah,
we're going to have the system.
It sounds like it, as far as the system goes, I will give you that.
Instead of being S. Manwich, you know, when you register, and matching you up with any of the other manwiches in the system that might be on the terrorist watch list, if your first name is spelled out, then they're saying it might prevent you from being on the watch list.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting. But nonetheless, the entire system is broken. I mean, we know this. The studies have shown that the government bureaucrats that are running security are less effective than the old private security was.
Yes.
Now, the private security was following government rules, and so therefore they weren't that effective anyway, but they were more effective than what we currently have. And we're paying more for what we currently have than what we used to have. As a matter of fact, TSA just requested some sort of $5 billion increase in their budget or something like that. I mean, billions of dollars are being poured into this silly, silly agency of people that stand around and sit around in airports and virtually do nothing. There are a few of them that are actually working at any given time. But for the most part, I would say 50% of the workforce, at least, does a lot of standing around. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It's your show. You take control. Dave in New Hampshire.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are
Dave.
You, sir?
Pretty good. This outlaw manicures thing has really taken off over the last couple of days.
It's heating up up there. Huh? Now, give us a recap. What is the outlaw manicurist, Dave?
Well, this is a gentleman from the Seacoast, New Hampshire region, who has decided that he wants to fight and eliminate most licensing of small businesses. He's chosen to make his point by violating a small business regulation that really doesn't affect him that much, but he just wants to make the point. So he's going to deliver, he's going to perform a manicure on a person without a license. And this has triggered the most excited response from the New Hampshire Attorney General, who has now sent the sheriff of his county, the sheriff of Rockingham County, came knocking on his door yesterday.
Wow, no kidding.
To deliver a something or another, and I guess Mike didn't hear the knock or whatever, and he just said he looked out the window and he saw this really angry sheriff guy going and glaring at his car. And
I wonder why he was angry. So I wonder if he was angry because he didn't answer the door, or angry because he had to come out there to deliver this silly little notice.
Who knows? God forbid you should get paid to drive a car.
Now, he's going to be doing this in public, the outlaw manicurist. His name is Mike.
That's
he's going
correct.
To be doing this in public. I'm hoping that you mentioned, I think, something about a video camera being there, Dave.
Well, we've asked for someone to bring one if they can, but we don't have hardly any in our infrastructure right now.
Very good. Dave, I'm going to ask you to hang on, because there are some details here that we want to get. I want to give you a little bit more time on this, because this is a really, really cool thing that's happening up in New Hampshire, and it's something we've been following pretty closely. So, if you've got a question or you want to change the topic, 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, May. It begins with Mother's Day, Maypoles, and Cinco de Mayo, and ends with the summer's first holiday. If you're thinking of a Memorial Day road trip, I'll get your wheels turning when I come back.
Why should you choose Royal Purple Fully Synthetic Motor Oil? Performance. Royal Purple delivers that seat-of-the-pants feeling of performance, plus better gas mileage and fewer oil changes. Want proof? Go to RoyalPurple.com to verify independent test results. It's no wonder among America's top engine builders, 7 out of 8 choose Royal Purple. Make Royal Purple your choice at Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com. Today!
The Memorial Weekend countdown's begun. You've talked to AAA, Post Office, and Cat Sitter. Forgetting anyone? 2 weeks before you hit the road on vacation, ease on down the road to your service technician. New belts, gaskets, brakes, almost all repairs take a couple of weeks to settle in.
Allotting adequate servicing time allows for a follow-up visit before the holiday to retighten belts or tweak repairs. 3, 2, 1, Memorial Day! Don't get caught at home with a cat. Make your service appointment now. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
It's the Wednesday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, as we are 6 nights a week. Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. The Saturday show is live from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern. So join us for every single moment. And if you miss a moment, you can always go online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives, the last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described, right there on the right-hand column of the site. There's no logging in, no membership fee. We don't need your credit card number. You just go and get them. And give them away. Yeah. Give them to all your friends. Share them. Put them on the file-sharing networks. We'd love that. More people listening to Free Talk Live is a good thing. And as you scroll down through the archives, as you're enjoying our free archives, we ask that you give us a few votes. There's a couple of different voting options there, including podtower.com, which is one of the sites that we're listed at. We're number one in the world on most of the podcasts, of the major podcast sites. We are number one in the world. And of course,
there's three I know of.
And of course, we're doing a big drive at vote.freetalklive.com. So if you want to help the show out a little bit, you know, we scratch your back, we give you free radio, free website, all that good stuff. You just vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. It's that simple.
It'd be a great help.
It would, because we're number one now, but we're being threatened by the number two show. And so so we need to increase our vote count. So tell your friends, tell your family members to go to vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so we got Dave on the line in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Cool.
So we're talking about the outlaw manicurist, and let me set the scene again here for those of you just tuning in. In New Hampshire, there's a gentleman named Mike, and he's a young guy, like, what, 23, Dave?
I call him Mahatma Mike.
Mahatma Mike. Well, because, and the reason you say that is because he was, apparently he was recently watching Gandhi, and he kind of had it in his head that he wanted to violate some law, some silly law in New Hampshire. And once he watched Gandhi, he, I guess, was even more so inspired to actually do this. And so he decided he wanted to violate a licensing law. And the reason for it is because licensing laws are nothing more than protection. It's a protection racket for existing businesses via the violence and the thuggery of government. Isn't that right, Dave?
Yeah, I agree. And also there's a constitutional amendment, or not, I don't know if it's an amendment. I believe it's an article in the United States, or in the New Hampshire Constitution that forbids monopolies. It doesn't seem to give any indication that it's, it seems to be forbidding monopolies of all kinds, not just private monopolies, but government monopolies.
Well, that's the only way a private monopoly could exist, is if government approves it.
Because
if there's a free market, monopolies are not possible.
And the government has the monopoly on giving the licenses.
Right.
That's a good point.
Pretty much they do, and in practice they have the monopoly on giving licenses. So I think that the board exists in violation of my reading of the New Hampshire Constitution.
Well, you know, he's going to be going in front of the Department of Cosmetology, I believe is what it is.
Yep.
And he's actually going to their building in, is it Concord, the Capitol?
It is, yes.
And he's going to the building in the Capitol. He has announced it via press release. The press is aware of it. He's announced it a good 2 weeks ahead of time. It's going to be happening this coming Monday, is that right?
Yeah, and he's going to go straight to the Board of Cosmetology.
I'll tell you, they're going to come down on him like a load of bricks.
They're already coming
down. They've already done it.
they've filed injunctions against him, which basically means that if he goes there,
he's going to be violating the law against the licensing law, number one, which was his first original intention. He's also going to be violating, and anyone else who goes apparently might be violating this as well, but apparently there's also, of course, rules saying if you want to have a protest, you have to ask permission.
And you're having a protest without permission.
You're not supposed to do that.
So Dave, I mean, if you guys are going to be there, isn't it possible that all of you will be in violation of the anti-protest regulations?
Oh, who knows? We just got to go be there.
But you are going to do it. You guys are going to be there and back him up. Do you know how many people you've got committed to being at the event?
My estimated turnout would be somewhere between 10 and 20. Okay. But that will not include police, fire trucks, media, who knows what else, bureaucrats.
Yeah, who knows what this scene is going to look like when he gets there, because they all know when it's going to happen.
Yep.
The media knows. Everybody is going to be expecting this, and hopefully, yes, the media will be there taping, which may force the bureaucrats to be in line a little bit more than they might be if the media wasn't there.
Well, but, the Extra paper has already done a story on him. Or at least they've interviewed him. I think they are just a weekly paper, so they won't be able to publish the story yet.
How could the I really hope the media takes our side on this, the anti-licensing side, which you would think is difficult for the so-called liberal media to take that position. But really, how could you possibly paint this man as a criminal? How could they possibly do it? How could they spin this issue?
Oh, they're going to figure. Well, the bureaucrats will do their best. But
I can't even envision how it could. They've said in the affidavit or the injunction that they filed, the actual text said that he's a threat to the public health and the public safety of New Hampshire. Those are the words the bureaucrats are using. I can see the newspaper quoting the bureaucrats, but really, as far as the tone of the article, I can't imagine that they would take that seriously.
Well, there are plenty of horror stories you could tell about people who get bad manicures in terms of causing infections and stuff like that.
I bet it's mostly from licensed places.
Probably. So.
That's the real interesting part about this, Dave. I don't know if it was you or someone else on the NHFree.com forums who did a little bit of digging, and they ended up finding out that I guess it was a representative up there in New Hampshire that was responsible for the licensing laws in the cosmetology region, at least, was none other than the owner of the cosmetology licensing school in the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Or one of the schools.
Isn't that great how, you know, when you just sort of shake the trees, you don't really know what you're doing, you're banging your head up against those trees, things just fall out of them.
Uh-huh. Very
big,
interesting
ugly things.
Yeah. Oh. So it's going to be interesting, and that's why I really hope that you guys have some video cameras there, at least one video camera there, not only to document the occasion and to have our own, you know, our side's own tape of it. That way you don't have to beg the media for their footage, but also because I'd really be interested in getting some opinions from some of the bureaucrats who are going to be involved in the enforcement. I'd love to have somebody go up with a camera to the police who have been ordered to show up and arrest Mike. And just say, excuse me, officer, just wondering how you feel about being here today.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather be out catching real criminals? How do you feel about this, officer? just to kind of get their opinions on this.
They
don't want to be there.
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of the saving graces. I think most of the officers who are involved in this are going to be going, okay, why are we arresting this guy again?
It'll be interesting to see their attitudes and their responses, and of course, I'm sure you'll be calling us on Monday night, Dave, with the update.
I hope to, although I might have to work that day, but I'm going to try and get someone else to call you if I don't. And I do have one piece of anecdotal information for you tonight that'll be very fun for you.
Yes, sir.
I just got off the phone with Mahatma Mike, and the outlaw manicurist. And he informed me that he is going to go get a tattoo next day or two because he won a tattoo or something like that. He's going to tattoo a Mahatma Gandhi quote on his arm.
Really?
Or something. It says, "The quest of truth involves self-suffering, sometimes even unto death."
You know, that's good. The newspapers and the magazines are going to eat that up. They'll take pictures of that, and they'll just think that's great.
Oh, apparently, yeah. It's going to be all red about the time he goes to his protest.
When they're red, they look even better, though, because it's the black lettering with the red outline.
Yeah.
Dave, I want to talk to you off the air, so just hold on. Go on hold, and we'll get you on the way during the break.
All right. More coming up. Your show, Free Talk Live. You take control. If you've got a comment, is there anyone in the listening audience that thinks there should be licensing laws for manicurists? How about licensing laws, period, for any business? Because Voluntary alternatives are an option. We'll talk about that coming up. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I have experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control, toll-free. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We got all kinds of good stuff here, but moments to go. We're doing it 6 nights a week, though, so there's plenty of Free Talk Live to go. Monday through Friday, 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern, and Saturday we have a live show from 7 until 10 Eastern, all in the evening hours here on the East Coast. And, of course, worldwide via the Internet and via satellite, etc., etc. FreeTalkLive.com is a place to go for all kinds of good stuff, including the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and that's all free at FreeTalkLive.com. And something else that you want to be doing as far as on the Internet. You're only going to want to visit our friends over at TheFlowerPlace.com.
Yep, it's a great website.
Like, sooner rather than later, because Mother's Day is coming this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And there's many people with birthdays between now and Mother's Day.
Oh, sure.
Slightly thereafter.
Mm-hmm. So theflowerplace.com is a place to go for flowers. Now, there's a lot of choices out there.
There are.
Of as far as flower places. But this is theflowerplace.com. And the reason is because they ship from and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that they're going to package up your flowers here in the United States and send them via FedEx to Australia. That means they've got locations in Australia that will actually do it and send
affiliates
it to us.
Or something.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And so it doesn't matter where Mom lives. You can send her flowers via theflowerplace.com. And they're 24 hours a day.
Now, I know most places raise their rates during these times. Does the Flower Place do that?
Absolutely not.
That's right. It's always the same low price.
Not only that, definitely a plus.
Labor Day or Mother's Day, it's always the same price.
When you call them at 1-866-355-0023, you'll actually be talking to a legitimate florist, not just some kid that they hired to operate the phones, in front of a computer screen. It's 866-355-0023, or again, on the internet at theflowerplace.com. So be sure you go visit them and tell them Free Talk Live sent you. So, licensing. And we actually caught up a couple of good questions for Dave during the break. Of course, now he's gone.
Right.
The first question is there going to be someone who's going to be a recipient of the manicuring?
Is there one yet? A selected recipient?
Yeah, the illegal manicuring that's going to be going on this Monday in New Hampshire, which, of course, we'll follow up on, I'm sure. I mean, there's plenty of activists, libertarian activists in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I know there's going to be someone stepping up for that. But it brought to mind the next logical question is, if you can get in trouble for giving an unlicensed manicure, can you get in trouble for receiving it? Kind of like you can get in trouble for receiving stolen property, right?
Yeah, yep. True.
I wonder about that. 800-259-9231. I mentioned the term voluntary alternative, because when I get on the air and I say, we need to abolish licensing laws, it sounds like anarchy. It sounds like, there's going to be no control. Businesses could fleece their customers, and dishonest business people will be all over the place. But no.
No. Because customers won't let them, for one.
No, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, licensing does not prevent dishonest business people. I can't tell you the bad experiences that I've had with licensed businesses. I've had some work done on my house. I had a licensed plumber do some work, and the job was shoddy. The service was shoddy. The make good was shoddy. I've got a toilet that groans when you flush it. That was their make good toilet, because they broke my old one.
God.
So, I've not been pleased necessarily. Just because somebody has a license does not mean that they give you quality. It just means they're being protected by the government. If we were to get rid of licensing entirely, and I'm talking about for manicures, for plumbers, for pizza establishments, for
car repair,
everything, every industry you can think of that you're supposed to have a government license for, get rid of it. Now, what would happen in its place?
The free market.
What does that mean, though? Oh, come on, that's kind of joking.
I would say that people would demand some sort of licensing, some sort of certification, validation from the business.
But what if
the
business doesn't have certification, man? Which
they may not use that business.
And go
they
on reputation.
Might choose not to, for instance. If I'm looking in the phone book and I'm relatively new to town, or I've never had use of a particular service, like, say, plumber, I'll be looking in the phone book. The plumber could have the golden sloppy Joe of approval from Manwich, right? And they could put that golden sloppy Joe of approval on all their advertising, and people would know when they saw the golden sloppy Joe that, in fact, Manwich said that this is an approved business.
Now, as an example of what you're talking about, people, if you look through your Yellow Pages, you'll see things like this. You'll see, for instance, on automotive dealer, not dealers, but on repair people, automotive repair people, ASE certified. That's not a government bureaucracy. That's, I don't know what it stands for, but it means that when you see that logo, that means that the top car repairing guy at that place has been certified by the ASE, and that's a big deal in the automotive repair field. Similarly, a lot of people like to plaster that Better Business Bureau thing on their advertisements. That, even though it says Bureau, that is not, to my knowledge, a government organization.
Right.
So there are already some examples. United Laboratories, is that what it is? Underwriters Laboratories.
Underwriters. Yes.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
You'll see that on virtually any electronic appliance for your kitchen, et cetera, and other electronic appliances. That is not a government licensing thing. It's totally voluntary. And the market allows for voluntary alternatives like that. And if you're a brand new business and you're kind of just starting up and you don't have a lot of money and you may not be able to afford, you might not be able to afford a bunch of certification, try and go on performance. Try and go on reputation. Just get your business started and go on low prices. You know, get out there, and you should be able to be free to offer people services at low prices, even without certification or licensing, because it's your responsibility as a customer to do the research necessary. Buyer beware.
Caveat emptor.
Exactly. Caveat emptor. Check out the business before you buy. Check out the product before you buy. Because if you don't, and it still applies in today's market, because obviously the licensed businesses are crap too, some of them, and some of them are fantastic. But the market will decide which ones are best and which ones should die off. Let's let it happen. Let's get rid of government licensing. This is Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor, made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Moments remain here, but still enough time for your call if you want to make it. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And men with
you. And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All kinds of good stuff there. And don't forget to vote for the show. If you haven't done it yet this month, the voting resets every month over at podcastalley.com. Right now, we're number one, thanks to listeners like you, who really appreciate the show, who appreciate what we're trying to do with this show, and have gone to vote.freetalklive.com, spent less than a minute of their time, and cast their vote. It requires no more personal information beyond your email address. That's it. So go to vote.freetalklive.com and tell a few friends, and then have them tell a few friends, etc. And we will continue to be number one, thanks to you. So that and plus Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
Now, I was thinking about this licensing thing that we were talking about. I didn't get a chance to jump in on it at the end of the last segment. But I feel like a business should succeed or fail based on the service that it provides to its customers, not based on how good it is at jumping through government hoops, you know, not how good it is at filling out the paperwork mm-hmm. or, you know, paying the sales taxes and all this other stuff that government, you know, really sees to whether a business succeeds or fails.
You know, businesses, there are very interesting statistics out there that don't most businesses, like 50% or 80% or something, 50% fail within the first year?
That's right.
And then 80% fail within the first 5 years?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Gee, I wonder why that might be. Do you think government might be a factor in
that? I'm certain it's a factor, and I'm certain some people weren't cut out for customer
service. Absolutely. Yeah. But I bet those numbers would be lower.
I absolutely
if it weren't for all the red tape and the taxes and the bureaucracy. And you make a great point, man.
Well, I told you I had filed to incorporate in the state of Florida, and I had to do a retail business, and I put in the address that I expected to be at for this business as the incorporation address. And then the county that I had incorporated in, started charging me taxes. And then I never opened up at this address. Well, they kept on sending the notices to this address for this, this amount of money that they wanted, this $100 that they wanted. And every quarter they would assess a $2,100, penalty against me for not paying that $100.
Isn't it nice that you went ahead and asked permission to have yourself a business manager?
Yeah.
That was your reward.
Thanks for that. And then a couple of weeks ago, I got a notice in the mail that I owed $23,000 in back taxes.
Good
night. And then when I started looking at it, I realized it was $100 in taxes and 20, and then about like 10 different assessments.
You are lucky that they let you get away with not paying that.
Yep,
you paid
really
the original $100 or whatever.
No, I didn't even pay that.
You are so lucky that they didn't say, well, according to our regulations, it's your you are required to alert us to you not doing business
anymore.
Absolutely. Since you didn't do that, you owe $23,000.
Yeah. I mean, fortunately, I had a nice gal there who decided not to enforce that portion of the law, but they absolutely could have told me that I owed $23,000.
That's right.
And then what could I do about it? Not a damn thing.
I've been looking into opening a retail business recently, and there's so many hoops. You have to go through sign approval, and sales tax is probably the most annoying.
Occupational license.
Yep.
Awful. I mean, you name it. Yeah. I mean, if the
fictitious name.
I've looked into it too, and I stopped. I said, I can't handle this.
Incorporation.
I don't want to hire a lawyer to open a damn business. Free Talk Live coming back tomorrow night, 8:00 Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you
and Jason
and Manwich.
In the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com and go to vote.freetalklive.com as well. We'll see you tomorrow night.